Use healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At APSA, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, APSA.
The headlines: 7 people killed in suspected robbery and arson attack in Western Province. Financial analyst says new pension law will boost financial security for beneficiaries. And in global news, Lebanon says 3 soldiers killed in Israeli attack on Central African Republic. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. 7 people have been killed and 4 others injured following a suspected aggravated robbery and arson attack in Lukulu district of Western Province. The attack occurred between 01 and 02 hours on June 6, 2026 at Kamboi village in the Imenda area, about 20 kilometers north of Lukulu Boma along the Lukulu Watopa off road. According to Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Omonga, Lukulu Police Station received a report of the incident at around 0555 hours from Mr. Mukata Nyambe, 41, a resident of Thalim Oshie compound in Mongo District. Mr. Hamonga says an unknown number of criminals armed with offensive weapons allegedly attacked the village and set 5 houses ablaze, destroying them together with household property whose value has not yet been established. He says that the deceased have been identified as Beatrice Kandanda, 60, Kamboye Kamboye Jr., 28, Chilemu Chingi, 70, Bisesa Susiku, 25, Simon Kapalu, 9, Matthews Mukimba, 28, and Miracle Muhona, aged 1 year and 5 months. Mr. Monga says the 4 survivors, which include Ruth Kamboi, 29, Wana Kamboi, 22, Eunice Semise Mukimba, 45, and J. Mahongo Kamboi, 16, are receiving treatment. He has further disclosed that the attackers allegedly stole 43 heads of cattle valued at approximately 370,500 kwacha belonging to Mr. Kamboi.
The Zambia Police Service in Western Province has launched intensive investigations into a horrific criminal attack involving murder, aggravated robbery and arson which occurred in Lukulu District during the early hours of today. Brief facts of the matter are that Lukulu Police Station received reports today, the 6th of June 2026 at 0555 hours concerning a violent attack which occurred between 01 and 02 hours at the Kamboi village in the Imenda area. It is alleged that a known number of criminals armed with offensive weapons attacked the village and set ablaze 5 houses together with household property whose value has not yet been established. 7 people tragically lost their lives. 6 victims are believed to have died in the inferno, while 1 infant was allegedly murdered using a hammer.
Financial analyst Emmanuel Kangwa has welcomed the enactment of the new pension law, describing it as a major step towards strengthening Zambia's pension system and improving benefits for retirees and contributors. Mr. Kangwa says the legislation is long overdue, noting that the process to amend the pension framework began during the previous administration. He has commended the introduction of the advanced lump sum payment provision, saying it will give beneficiaries greater access to financial resources when needed. Mr. Kangwa has, however, urged pension beneficiaries to exercise financial discipline and invest the funds prudently to secure their long-term financial well-being. On Thursday, President Hakainde Hichilema assented to the pension bill and the free education bill at State House, paving the way for the implementation of the new reforms.
The National Pension Scheme Bill, which the President assented to, actually is a good journey to the improvement of pensions and pension tenders in Zambia. The review started way back by the previous government. It started from the Zambia National Provident Fund Bill, which brought in and gave birth to NAPSA in 2000. So those reviews are most welcome. And it enhances the pension benefits to our people in the country.
A 48-year-old man of Mukanila village in Chasefu district has died after sustaining severe burns when his grass-thatched house was allegedly set ablaze by unknown persons. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident in a statement, saying it occurred between midnight and 01 hours on June 5, 2026 at Mukanila village under Chief Magodi in Chasefu district. Mr. Mwemba identified the deceased as Jackson Nurenda, the deceased rather as Jackson Nurenda, 48, whose house was allegedly torched while he was asleep inside. He said the matter was reported to Nkanga Police Post under Lundazi Police Station by Agnes Nurenda, 49, who is the deceased's sister-in-law. Mr. Mwemba explained that the victim sustained extensive burns all over his body and was rushed to Lundazi District Hospital for treatment, but succumbed to his injuries on the evening of June 5 while admitted to the hospital. The Kitwe Land Alliance has welcomed the partnership between the Ministry of Lands and Kitwe City Council, describing it as a crucial step towards improving land administration and curbing the persistent problem of double land allocations. Kitwe Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Chipoya says the move is a major milestone that is expected to harmonize operations between the Ministry of Lands and the Council, who are both key players in land allocation and administration. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipoya notes that for a long time, lack of coordination between the two institutions has resulted in confusion, with many citizens losing money after obtaining conflicting documents from either the Council or the Ministry of Lands. Mr. Chipoya further says the planned digital system will improve transparency and tracking of payments and documents, making it easier for the Ministry of Lands and Councils to verify and transactions in real time and reduce fraudulent activities by individuals posing as council workers. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development recently lifted the suspension of the Kitwe City Council Land Agency following the implementation of measures to address irregularities in land administration.
That one is a milestone to me, but we are to see how it is going to work. That is going to avoid, because the Minister of Land are the owners, the local authorities are an agency. So if they collaborate and work together, I think we are going to see people not losing money. Because usually when a person comes with a letter from the Minister of Land, the one with the council, you lose out. The council just give you stories that we shall find an authentic. Now, if that that collaboration is there through digital platforms and all sorts of things, I think that has been our cry, that has been our recommendation.
Business development and marketing expert James Chuala has commended Kansanshi Mining PLC and Pick and Pay Zambia for starting the implementation of the Local Content Act statutory instrument number 68, which mandates mining companies to provide empowerment programs for communities in areas where they operate. Mr. Chuala said that Kansanshi Mining PLC has launched a supplier development program aimed at supporting the growth of small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, including smallholder farmers, to help them meet buyer requirements and access larger markets. He explained that one of the key objectives of the program is to enable SMEs to scale up production and consistently supply products to major off-takers such as chain stores and other large buyers. Mr. Chuala further noted that Pick and Pay Zambia has created a shelf space for locally produced goods and farm produce, providing market access for local entrepreneurs and farmers. He also expressed concern over challenges being faced by SMEs in finding reliable and secure formal markets, including failure to meet the requirements set by large off-takers, which include supply consistency.
Some mining firms have started implementing SI 68, the Local Content Act, which mandates mining companies to embark on providing empowerment programs to the local communities where they operate from. Kansashi SME Accelerator Program is providing both technical support and revolving fund to selected SMEs in their current cohort who are based in Solwezi District. One of the objectives of the